League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So this is stupid.
Yeah, no, it's really stupid. My question was going to be, how fluent is this dinosaur in English?
I don't know. You guys saw this way more than I did. I think not at all, almost. He's got a few...
He's like a Scooby-Doo, almost.
He says, like, it's mostly just gibberish, but then there's, like, an okay peppered in.
Yeah, which is gross. I mean, like, the last thing anyone wants... is a bubbly dinosaur that talks and rocks and rolls.
He rocks, rolls. He sort of speaks English. I mean, he puts sunglasses on. He knows what AC/DC is because he does the Angus Young leg hop move.
Rocks? What is this, the Stone Age?
Or I guess maybe he knows Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry did that move too. Denver the dinosaur knows his rock and roll history.
You're saying that he knows Chuck... because Chuck Berry is closer to a dinosaur? Is that why we went to Chuck
Berry? No, I'm just saying maybe he's not a fan of AC/DC. He maybe is a fan of Chuck Berry.
Okay.
But he's named after John Denver.
Well, he's just Denver. I don't know.
What kind of name is Denver? And if especially for a dinosaur?
I don't know, because this clearly takes place in California.
Yes. Well, we're all smoking weed the whole time.
Welcome to Animation Damnation, number 14. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside Eric Siska and Steven Sadek. We're talking about an episode of Denver the Last Dinosaur. This episode was entitled Denver Makes the Grade, originally airing October 15th, 1988. This is a show where a bunch of stoned-ass California middle school kids... and one of them's younger sister.
What's the cartoon about? We're not from California, though.
No, that's true. But so these kids are like smoking weed one day and they find a dinosaur show.
Oh, shit.
And they befriend it. And I don't, this is only the, I think it's like the fourth, or this is the fifth episode ever of this cartoon. Didn't have a lot of episodes. But I don't think you ever got like the training period of this dinosaur.
No.
Like, when is the dinosaur taking in pop culture? None of that is ever really explained.
It's like a Johnny Five situation.
He's uploaded with all this pop culture knowledge.
He's skateboarding and doing whatever else.
He knows what sunglasses are for, that's for damn sure.
And I mean, he's a dinosaur that's not a dinosaur. Like, there's no such thing as this dinosaur.
So this is the funny enough, this is the only episode I've ever seen of this show, because I had never seen it before we were doing this, and you guys admitted to have seen it before.
I've watched a lot of this cartoon. I haven't seen this cartoon in 20 plus years, but yeah, I watched this cartoon a lot.
Could you tell me, what is the origin of this dinosaur? Did he just outlive every other dinosaur, or was he in primordial? Like, was he trapped in some type of ice?
I think it's an Encino Man kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, they were putting in a pool.
Yes, they were putting in a pool.
Oh, the old man struck dinosaur.
instead of hitting a gas main and destroy and killing Pauly Shore and Sean Astin, they find a fucking caveman.
Well, there's also just some weird thing. I mean, there's an egg that they find. Like, that's from the opening credits. I remember that. But they also have this, like, slab of marble that allows them to see through time or some fucking bullshit.
Kids should not have that power.
No, kids should not time travel. Most people should not time
travel.
They
have the monolith from 2001. They have a piece of the Rock of Gibraltar or something.
And they can just peer through this thing. And then, like, when they do so, voiceover narration kicks in. It sounds like Linda Carter. Like, I don't know what's going on with this cartoon. I really don't remember. But the whole plot of this episode is all these little stoners are entered in like a science fair, and they want to beat these bullies because the bullies and the stoners are both super motivated to get the blue ribbon prize at this science fair. Ooh. Figure that shit out.
Oh, my God. You know, that's even more outlandish than the dinosaur.
It almost is.
Why would anyone care about a science fair? Especially the bad kids.
Exactly.
Totally. And like the stoners aren't going to be motivated to do the work. Like, come on.
They just want to go home, go into their empty swimming pool, smoke a joint, and hang out with their dinosaur.
And as far as I can remember, this is like a weird, like, parentless universe.
Yeah, we don't know who any of these kids are. It's a Goonies kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, we watched... Steve and I watched this episode together, and we let YouTube just like select another episode for us to watch, and both of them do not contain parents.
Nope.
So I think it's like a parentless world.
Right, and touching off the Goonies thing, so the dinosaur is kind of like Sloth.
Pretty much.
Man, it sounds like a sim or something.
It does.
it's so weird. And so,
red. And it's shut up saying red.
Cowabunga. You're like, oh, man.
Oh, that's great, Denver.
All of these kids are like, oh, man, Denver, the last dinosaur. Help us with our science project.
Oh, great. You're a lord of Dogtown now, Denver.
So they're brilliant. I mean, I guess as far as stoners go, like, they're brilliant ideas. Like, oh, man, let's just make a dinosaur exhibit, you guys. And they build this, like, pretty decent looking model of a dinosaur. It's like papier-mâché, the whole thing.
Yeah. But it's all like the shape of this dinosaur is like half brontosaurus, half raptor.
He looks more like Dino from the Flintstones,
yes,
than he does a dinosaur. And it's horseshit.
It'd be great if they flunked. This looks like shit.
This looks like you were watching a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Maybe that's what they were doing the whole time. Maybe that was the series finale.
It turns out they're just tripping on acid watching the Flintstones.
The smoke clears, the narcotics dry up, and it's like, oh, dude, it was just the Flintstones.
Oh, shit, I'm totally coming down right now. We just had the Flintstones on.
Oh, my God, guys, we turned that pelican into a dishwasher. We killed that bird. It's sitting in the corner. Its beak ripped off.
Oh, no.
There's a bunch
everywhere.
Of dishes shoved in its mouth.
It's just dead.
Oh, no. That's not party rubble. It's a homeless guy jerking off in the corner.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Oh, no. When did life become a nightmare? Oh, fuck. I'm 23.
Still have zero parents. So these bullies, one of the bullies' father works for like a satellite manufacturer. And
sure.
They're just like, yeah, my dad brought this home from work. You know, it broadcasts stuff like the news and baseball. We're going to bring it into class.
And like this show somehow was sanctioned by the NEA, the National Education Association.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I made that up.
Nope, that's exactly what it is, which is fucking horrifying.
And so there are little lessons. And the first lesson is, hey, we're going to do a science fair. You have to do your work yourself. You can't get help from your parents. Like,
right.
The teacher spells this out really easily. So the bullies are bad, so they're like, oh, I'm just gonna steal my dad's satellite and pass it off as my own.
Dude, you know, the FBI is coming to your house.
This is not a satellite dish. This is a satellite.
Yeah, it's a floating around in space satellite.
It's a cosmonaut inside.
The teacher opens a little door. There's a skeleton in there. Oh, that's very authentic, boys.
So they're the bad kids. And they're like, oh, we're done with our project because we didn't do the work. And it's like, oh, I get it. And then you know, the good kids, the stoners, are like, so they make the paper mache thing, and then they're like, okay, let's write a report behind it. So let's go inside. Let's trip balls. Let's robo trip.
Oh, touch, yeah.
Touch this egg and then go into the past and see dinosaur. Get some dino facts in this episode.
So then Linda Carter just comes out and she's like, welcome to your tour of dinosaur country. And it's like, your friend Denver was from this part of the, you know, Earth's history when all sorts of dinosaurs roam the Earth. And what it does is there's a little scene that teaches you about dinosaurs, because she's like, here's this dinosaur. It was 5 feet tall. It's fucking hilarious, though. It's like, it was 5 feet tall. It could run really fast. And it wasn't scared of larger predators. And it had a great kick maneuver. And you see this cartoon dinosaur, like a T-Rex comes out, like, roar, I'm a T-Rex. And this thing's like, oh, yeah. And it kicks a tree. And the tree, like, whips into the T-Rex's face.
And the T-Rex is like, well, goodbye. Like, no, that T-Rex is eating your soul.
Totally. It runs away crying. And Linda Carter's like, there you go, kids. That's something for your book report or whatever you're doing. Buy from the magic rock.
Here's something wrong for school.
Yeah, don't fact check anything this magic rock tells you, by the way.
It's not a book report. It's a fucking Snapple fact. You know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe like when it clears, it's like, oh, that was just a can of Snapple.
Oh, no.
We thought this Snapple top was totally a talking rock.
It's like,
that guy we thought was Barney's back.
Oh, man, we better call the cops. Oh, no, our phone is just a dead pigeon.
Man, I wish we had parents. So what I love is there's one part where you see this little kid like on a computer and it's like, our dinosaur report by Corey. And like, that's it. And
I was no
like,
last name.
You motherfucker. But he's not crediting the rest of the group.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit.
Oh, I'm totally going to take all the credit for this totally banging book report.
We're
going
to take Corey out to the field and beat him to death.
Oh, it's like that movie Bully. That's cool.
Weird, he's making us watch gay pornography.
No, that's just Larry Clark.
Oh, no. I fantasized that I had a dad, but it turned out to be Larry Clark.
Oh, God, what a nightmare.
That is a waking yeah. nightmare.
Man, that guy claims to be a film director. Yeah, why don't you just take your clothes off and I'll film it.
Clink, 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 clink.
No,
clink,
it's clink. Art. It's a real movie.
Clink, 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 clink.
So then the bullies like, the bullies come and spy on, I guess what they perceive to be the only competition in the class are this group of stoners. And they're like, oh man, look at that. They got a pretty nifty looking dinosaur model. We know how we'll mess it up. Let's throw it in the pool.
Yep, that's that's like the nuclear option for Southern California.
Oh, that's totally harsh.
So they ask Dino, or Denver, rather, excuse me. Yeah, see? They ask Denver, they're like, hey, Denver, we hate to ask this of you, but could you stand perfectly still and pretend to be a statue for 2 whole days?
Well, I am a lamp. And...
there he is with the shade over his head.
I'm just a broken lamp you found over under an overpass.
I mean, the other thing that's hilarious is they have this like ET shit where it's like, oh no, if the government finds out, they're going to take Denver away.
Oh yeah, and you know they're taking this thing, they're putting it in a cage. Mm-hmm. You're getting a lot of like, you know, not stool samples, but you know, like
some of those.
Probably
too.
Some stool samples, but you know, you're getting like a spinal tap on this thing, testing its blood.
Oh, and then you're slicing it from neck to toe.
Because it doesn't look like a dinosaur. Yeah. They're like, it's a fucking alien.
Yes, exactly.
It's a reptilian looking alien, and maybe, we're going to do experiments on it.
Maybe that's the twist ending of the last episode, is it turned out to be from another planet.
That's entirely possible. So they're like, all right, yeah, come stand here. And I was like, science fair that lasts more than an afternoon in the gymnasium, whatever, cartoon.
Yeah, because apparently it's really serious and you need one day to look and another day to judge.
Yeah. I guess like the judges, like, you know, They're like keeping anonymous, right? Yeah. They just walk around like looking at everything, and then they spend a whole day fucking debating about it.
The whole sleep on it. Yeah.
So this fucking dinosaur is doing his best to stand still for 2 days.
It growls at a little kid at one point, which is funny.
Hey, Denver, put this under your tongue. You'll feel like a statue, brother.
Hey, Denver, you want to hear all sorts of colors?
Well, you know, like shitty stoners with dogs, they're blowing all sorts of pot in this dinosaur's face.
Oh, yeah, totally.
This dinosaur's just going to snap one day and start eating them, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Bogus.
Oh, no, this dinosaur's totally eating my leg.
I guess by that you mean you stepped on the broken lamb. Oh, no, a dinosaur bit me.
Oh, no, Barney Rubble's back, guys. Oh, wait, let me just fan out this smoke. He's actually Larry Clark.
Run, he's got a video camera.
So the whole time, there's like the little girl character who's like, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, shut up, little girl. You're in the sixth grade. This science fair is for seventh, eighth, and ninth graders only.
And so he's just standing there, and they start to feel bad. They have this weird guilt trip like, oh, no, Denver feels bad. He's being used as a pawn in our plan.
Well, they also start feeling bad, and this is another teaching moment. They feel bad that they're cheating.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh, the instructions were parents can't help, and we have to do it ourselves. We can't just find something.
And this wake-and-bake teacher goes over to this satellite, and is like, wow, great satellite, boys. And it says literally, like, property of NASA on it.
And it's like, you said you can't get help from your parents. Yes. And it's like... Yeah, okay, these kids just built the worst people in my class, because they're the bullies. They got probably Fs, right?
Yeah.
Built a satellite.
Oh, and then these fucking Freebase and nobodies have a realistic dinosaur that's breathing.
Well, no, I guess that's the other thing, right? He's holding his breath. I mean, he's standing there for 2 days somehow.
That's the thing, is they think that these teachers actually care about their education or about this science fair. This woman couldn't give a shit. She just said what she had to say in the classroom.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's a big deal.
And then they're like confessing to her about...
Well, yeah, so they have there's a big coup in the group, and it's like, we have to tell what's going on. Some of them want to do it and some of them don't. But the whole thing is like, well, how do we do that without admitting that Denver's totally a dinosaur? And they like skirt around it somehow. It doesn't matter. But then their whole reason for using Denver is because they don't have enough time to rebuild it before the science fair. So they're like, hey, teacher, we found this thing. It's not real. You know, we didn't make it. And she's like, well, that's all right, boys. You have until noon tomorrow to make it. And I was like, well, then what? What is the point of a due date for this science fair if they've had 2 days extra to do this?
And what's the point of the first day? What's the expo day about?
Maybe that's like when the fans come in, or like the parents or whatever. Yeah. And then like the second day, that's when the judges come in. It's like closed doors.
Well, I think the whole school administration's smoking up too, because they're just like, yeah, the science fair will be on, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday? Monday and Tuesday.
So, yeah, whatever. They go, the little girl has already rebuilt the entire thing herself.
Yeah.
Without the help of the rest of these morons.
She's pre-drug. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah.
She doesn't see Denver at all, by the way.
No.
She's like, oh, it's fun to use your imagination. You're like, what? That's a real dinosaur we found.
Wait, you're not seeing that thing play the guitar like Chuck Berry? And, you know, whatever. So they bring this, like, new statue in. And then, in the biggest bit of horseshit, because these bullies don't get punished at all for clearly breaking the rules, the teacher comes in and she's like, well, the blue ribbon prize goes to the stoners and the fat bullies. And you'll have to split all these ribbons I have here. I was like, no. NEA, did you read the script for this episode? Yeah. These bullies are cheating. They should be found out.
Yeah.
And the stoners get all the blue ribbons.
Well, you know what? This cartoon decided to be a little realistic and say, guess what? People are going to cheat, and you're never going to be a winner. So just keep hitting that bong.
Dude, rip that shit. Nothing matters.
It's okay to live under the 405. If you smoke enough, anything will come true.
I was shocked that this cartoon didn't have like a
the more you know esque bumper at the end of it.
Yeah, Captain Planet had that, you know, just like, oh, you know, just let's summarize it up. But what this does have, which is really weird, is in the theme song, which we haven't talked about, which is rockin'. It's the best part of the show. The show never lives up to the theme song.
Not at all. Not one episode lives up to the theme song.
In the middle of it, they take a break and tell you what the whole episode's going to be. They're like, oh, in this episode, we go to the science fair, and then the bullies come, and then we have to do this thing and that thing, and then, oh, man, Larry Clark shows up.
Turned out I've been friends with a lamp for 2 years. And then, yeah, and then you just see it all play out.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you told me.
Yeah.
You told me every nook and cranny of this episode. Maybe it should have been like an alternate ending where he was like, just kidding, the bully's got the death penalty. Or at least expelled from school.
Yeah, that's like getting the death
penalty. We fed him to Denver.
Oh, yeah, he's getting their enemies. He's smiting their enemies.
I think this is a missed opportunity for like a Little Shop of Horrors type of situation.
Yep, totally right. Right?
That's, he needs blood. He needs human blood.
Yabba dabba doo. Was anyone embarrassed watching this?
Oh, very. It's yeah. Very. I mean, like, it's educated. The animation's for shit. It's very like lame-o kid joke. I mean, it's fucking baby. So I don't know why I'm trying to hold it to some high standard.
Oh yeah, I was just going to apologize for any babies listening for that F-bomb. But yeah, I was embarrassed because whole you know, like a lot. I think a lot of the ones on here I've seen before, and I remember growing up, and I was like apologetic about them. I'm like, no, I wasn't that embarrassed about that.
Yeah.
But this is just like, oh, this is like unveiling a new horror, and yeah. I felt bad that I've seen this now.
This is, I mean, rewatching this today, having not seen it, like I said, in over 20 years, like. I feel like this is one of those cards, because I agree with you. Like, sometimes we watch things for Animation Damnation, and you're just like, oh, yeah, well, it was still fun. Fuck it. This, yeah. I'm, like, picturing my parents, like, walking by the boob tube in the living room, like, these kids of ours are so fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Like, because this is stupid. And it's embarrassing that the NEA's got their name on this.
It's a bad show. I mean, I guess, like, it's all about, like, the you're feeding medicine to a dog. How much meat, how much pill?
Right.
This is a lot of meat and a little bit of pill.
It's a pill that's like, it's a sugar pill. It's not even doing anything. What did you tell me? You told me not to cheat on my homework? That's great.
Oh, man. This acid was a placebo.
I've been faking it for years.
I've never been high before ever.
Man, then we just totally killed that bird.
And Larry Clark.
I mean, if anything, this cartoon's great because stoners are the heroes of the show.
Bummer, man. Looks like Larry Clark got Corey. Corey's dead.
That's Animation Damnation. If you want more information about We Hate Movies Prime or any other side shows we do, check out our website, whmpodcast.com. Check out the other great shows on the Sideshow Network, sideshownetwork.tv. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're at WHM Podcast. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Zeta.
Take it easy.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.